Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and she's the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you just always have so many interesting things going on, and this month and next are no exceptions. And I want to start out with something that's happening this weekend on Saturday, I believe.
Yes, this Saturday we are having a moonlight snowshoe hike. If you've noticed our full moon.
Oh, it's been gorgeous.
Yes.
You didn't even need flashlights or any other light. It's been so bright, and you're going to kind of be on the waning side of that, but it should still be beautiful.
Hopefully, yep. Hopefully we have a clear night, and we won't need our flashlights, and we got some snow, so
yes.
We can even snowshoe as well.
And, you know, some people have not been very excited about this snow. It is a bit inconvenient, but I'm guessing you're pretty happy with it.
We are. We have a lot of snowshoe programs, not only kicking off the month, this one, for that, but also we get into a lot of the schools with the snowshoes.
Great.
And so we have those kind of programs going on.
And we're going to come back and talk about that in the schools in a minute, but let's give the details about this moonlit walk.
Yep. So Saturday night, 7 p.m., we're going to do it up at Pellet Memorial Woods in Atlantic, just north of Atlantic there. So a little short drive for some people, and come on out. And it's just different to go into some of our parks in the middle of winter.
Completely different view than in the summertime.
Yes.
Completely different. And what are there some special things you expect to see, or just kind of enjoy the winter walk?
We're going to enjoy the winter walk. We'll have a owls, hopefully, calling. So we'll try.
Yeah, you can't.
Last year they skunked us out. So
you can't control those any more than you can control the weather.
Yep, we can try at least.
Yes, but regardless, if there are no owls, and even if there's no moonlight, we hope there is. But if there isn't, you'll go ahead with the walk, right?
Yep, we will. Yep. And so at 7 p.m. that Saturday, the 7th.
All right. And any fee for that?
Nope. Just be prepared to be out in the cold for a good 35 minutes.
Okay.
So.
In layers. Have your...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to warm up. So.
It is. It's amazing how much it's supposed to warm up. So I hope it doesn't warm so much the snow is gone. I don't think that'll happen.
No.
Yeah. So just a nice wintertime thing to do, Laura. And the snowshoes, they'll be provided.
Yep. And we have all different sizes. So right even down to below 90-pound snowshoes. So for your little ones, we can still put them in some snowshoes and head out with us.
This is a family event.
Oh, yes.
All right, fun.
All ages.
All right, fun. Now, let's talk a little more about this, how the kids get involved in school, because I'm thinking it's not very many families that have snowshoes that kids can try those out at home. So tell us a bit about what you do in the schools.
Yeah, so it depends on the school district. Some school districts use it as a reward session, or some school districts just want all of the of a certain grade to try it out. And so we it just depends on where they're at and what grade. And so we go in and we spend about 30 minutes with the kids in the snowshoes, nonetheless, because by the time you get them, everybody in them and then going.
Kind of like dressing the kids for winter, right?
Yes.
That takes time before you actually get out. So.
Yep, and all they need is a good pair of snow boots, and they just go, and all they have to do is walk. It's pretty great.
And they probably take right to it.
Yes.
I'm thinking some of us adults might take us a few minutes longer than the kids.
You'll find out if you really, really snowshoe a lot. It's a good inner thigh workout.
All right. Good exercise time. So great fun. We are so fortunate, I think, to have those snowshoes available in Cass County.
Yes. And we use them for public programs, and we use them in the schools as well.
Okay. So that just prompts me to say, remember, if you have a group that wants a program, Laura is one to contact, because if not about snowshoes, you have a lot of other topics that you can discuss.
Of course.
Yes. So let's move on to the bird count. That's coming up, too.
Yes. Our Great Backyard Bird Count is coming up. It is a national program that they do to pretty much count the birds for a full weekend or for 4 days. And so from Friday the 13th all the way to Monday the 16th, counting birds, and some people have never done it. And so every couple of years, we like to have a program that this is how you do it, and this is how well, some of the things have changed now with the internet. They've gone to a lot of it online, and so and even if you don't do the online thing, you can still participate. And so we are having a program on Saturday the 14th to learn how to do it, brush up on your birding ID, and just learn some more about the actual project and get involved over the weekend too.
Okay, so on the 14th, where and what time?
Yeah, it's going to be 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library.
Okay. So this would be a good chance, if you haven't done this before and you're saying, I don't know if I can do this or not, this would be the program to come to. And if you decide not to do it, that's okay, but you can still learn something about birds.
Yeah, and it only the shortest amount of time for counting the birds is 15 minutes.
Wow.
So even just looking out your window for 15 minutes every day would be what we call four checklists for the zip code.
Well, I've been doing that about every morning. I haven't been counting, but there have been a ton of birds out there at the bird feeder looking for something to eat.
Yes, and, you know, and it doesn't even have to be a bird feeder either.
Right.
And you can go out at night. You can go out to the quarry and count the trumpeter swans.
It doesn't have to be in your own backyard.
Right. Yep,
all right.
You can go out into our parks as well. So last year we had 82 checklists. In Atlantic, and we had 38 total species, and so which is pretty fantastic. I think we were a solid third place.
There's kind of a competition going on among counties to see who can count the most birds, or not the most birds, the most people doing the counting. Is that correct?
And Des Moines was right at our heels, actually, which is kind of interesting that Des Moines has more people in that zip code, but we were beating them. We were right behind them. They had 87, and we had 82.
All right. So, well, let's get that number up there. And, you know, you make it, the whole program is so easy. It doesn't take a lot of time. You don't have to be at a certain place. And it really does make it pretty easy to do. And you don't have to know every bird. It helps, right?
Exactly. Yep. And it's on your skill level. That's a great thing.
That's good, because from my window, there's only a few that I can really tell. I mean, I can tell my cardinals. Those are pretty obvious. But some of the others, I don't know. Oh, I know juncos. But from
a
distance.
And you only count the ones you know. That's the great thing.
Okay. That's an important point, too. All right. So lots of helps there. And this is done, I believe, through Cornell University is the kind of home base.
Yep. And then they do it all over in Canada. They include Canada and in North America there. So.
Okay. And they are also a great source of information. I find somehow I got hooked up with them, and they're always sending me information. So if you like birds, that would be a good thing to get hooked up with. So.
Yep. And that's again Saturday the 14th at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library.
And the count can take place any time between the 13th and the 16th.
Correct.
All right. Very good. Well, then I just want to have you mention the camps for kids. I think you have one that's coming right up that the registration is already done, but you have another one coming up.
Yep. Our older kids camp, so third grade through fifth grade, if your child is in those grades, they can sign up for their winter camp. Their winter camp will be in March, so March 12th. And our adventure winter camp, we're going to be learning about winter camping and leave no trace and lots of winter activities going on. And that's an all-day camp on March 12th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And where will that be?
And that'll be at the Atlantic Community Building, and it's free. Just bring a sack lunch. And the registrations are due by March 5th.
Okay, that's not all that far away. And I'm assuming you'll be doing some outdoor activities, so they need to...
Yep,
plan B, in and out.
Yeah, yep, we plan to go outside a couple times, so, yeah.
Okay, one of the things that I appreciate, Laura, is getting your newsletter. So, you know, let's talk about how people can get the newsletter so they can stay up to date on all these things.
Certainly. We still mail our newsletter, but we also do it by email. And so if you want to sign up for our newsletter, certainly give us a phone call down at the office. And our phone number is 712-769-2372. And you can leave us a message if we're not here, or if you have my email address, we'll get you right on that email for the newsletter.
Okay. For those folks who have computers, email's great, but if they don't, you're not leaving them out.
Well, and it comes in color to you, if that's any.
Okay. Okay, well, we want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for visiting with us this morning and bringing us up to date on some exciting activities.
Thank you.
Until next time, and of course, Laura is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. It is the life of the crystal, the architect of the flake, the fire of the frost, the soul of the sunbeam. This crisp winter air is full of it.